Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On your home for the best Ravens coverage, it's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 1057
The Fan. Vinny and Haney, 1057 The Fan, here on this Victory Monday. Ravens 28-14 over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. He's on the other side of the glass. We were talking about the job Todd Monken did. We hadn't even talked about what the defense did to maintain Pittsburgh, with the exception of two drives in the second half. And I know Steve called in earlier and said that the play calling offensively, a little shaky. Need to break out some new wrinkles here. But here's John Harbaugh talking about his coaching staff in its entirety and the job they did Saturday against Pittsburgh.
I can sit up here and tell you that 24 out of 32 was the plan. You know, there's a lot of people out there real happy about that, though, right now. And when you can do that, you want to do it, you know, and that's pretty awesome. That's kind of me. You know, Todd, the one thing about Todd I appreciate, and it's really all of our coaches, I think those guys are a great unit together. But whatever it takes, you know, we don't have to do it one certain kind of way. We don't have a particular, you know, back system that we're not like the West Coast system or something like that. We're just the Ravens system. You know, what's the best offense that we can put together for our players, you know, at this time? And they do a great job of that.
Yeah, I think, and Harb said, you know, like Monken was very patient. I mean, if you're running it 50 times, you're pretty patient. And the reason that you can be patient is because you're having success at what you're doing. So if you're getting 4, 5, 6 yards a pop, you know, it makes no sense to, oh, we want to throw it to get stats. Oh, we don't need to throw it. We just keep pounding it. We eat clock. We keep them off the field. So I would think, Bob, when they win it at halftime, you're up 21-0, and they've got 59 total yards. It's like, let's just pound them. Let's just keep pounding them. Let's eat the clock. Let's get out of here healthy.
Ravens rushed for 299 yards. Derrick Henry, 186 of those. Lamar rushed for 81, and we talked about this in the opening of the show. Some people might have a problem with Lamar hitting the road as much as he did, but you're two wins away from the Super Bowl. If Lamar running the ball 15 times helps you get to New Orleans, it's happening. Whether we like it or not, or you want style points, how about right now just winning the games and surviving, advancing him?
Yeah, and the other thing is Lamar's smart when he runs. I mean, the hit that he took was when he slid, and the guy, put his helmet in his lower back. So, you know, do you want him to get hit? No, but Lamar is a smart runner now when he runs. I mean, how many times did he just run out of bounds? And, you know, he's not running over people like Baker Mayfield was last night. You know, so I have no problem. And like you said, whatever it takes to win this game.
Steelers defense, you know, the Ravens hadn't really had their way with them in the two matchups earlier this season, but Saturday night they did, and here's John Harbaugh talking about that.
That's a really good football team. That's a very physical defense. That's a tough defensive line. Their linebackers are downhill. I mean, we know Patrick Roberts is a great player. Their guys on the edge are just a nightmare to deal with. They were crashing the ends off the edge. It was very physical. You know, we were able to control the edges for the run game as much as anything. And how about our tackles in the pass game? It wasn't like we were chipping all the time when we were passing. I thought our tackles did a great job.
Yeah, I thought Ronnie wasn't one of his best games. I thought he played okay. You know, he had two false start penalties, and he did fine on the outside. And I thought Rosengarten did a good job, too. I mean, for a rookie, I think he's getting more confidence. He's played against the two best rushers back-to-back.
Yeah, on the Justice Hill ad-lib from Lamar, Rosengarten had, taking you out here, you're gone, so.
And, you know, you can say whatever you want, no matter what you ever want to say is, Watt had no tackles, no assists. He wasn't even, you know, because I said, damn, let me look up what Watt did. He did nothing. He wasn't even on the sheet.
Maybe he was tired from all that Peloton stuff with his brother there. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It is news from the nest. Steelers get back in the game. They had 98-yard scoring drive, which, quite frankly, let's give credit, it was a beautiful drive. That throw to Mike Williams down the sideline was awesome to watch. However, the Ravens responded, didn't they, John Harbaugh?
You know, you're kind of trying to figure out, you're doing a little math in your head, and what do we need to do? And then our offense just marches right down the field, and you know, Lamar drives it, and the guys made plays. I mean, how about Tylan Wallace made a play, you know, to convert? That was, we were second and 20, you know, and Lamar finds him. He sees the field like Brian's talking about, and Tylan gets open and makes a play, and Lamar dots him right there, and he gets upfield. Just guys are making plays. Bate had a few huge plays. Mark had some big plays. Isaiah Likely early in the game, you know, where he swung the ball like that. I was screaming, put it away, you know. Guys got more yards, got out of bounds. I mean, just everybody's kind of stepping up. It's just, it's a real team effort.
Bob, yeah, what he was talking about, the drive, because it got to be 21-7 after the 9-play, 98 yards. And they did it in 3 minutes and 24 seconds. It wasn't like it was a long drive. But, I mean, Lamar, first play, first and 10 at the Baltimore 30, he gets sacked for a minus 10. By Highsmith, Ronnie. And then second and 20, short right to Wallace for 21 yards. So then it's first and 10. And then he goes Sims. Sims took the Zay Flowers
jet
sweeper for 15. And then Henry ran 44 yards for a touchdown. So then it was 28-7. Then it was like game, set, match.
Breaking news from the NFL. Rashawn, if you're listening, hold on to your hat. Your Cowboys hat. Mike McCarthy out in Dallas. Breaking news, NFL Network. Mike McCarthy out in Dallas. Contract expires, what, at 12 o'clock tonight?
Well, now it's...
He looks like Mike McCarthy. He went from being a guy that was on a hot seat to being Juan Soto, the most sought-after coaching free agent in football. So the Dallas Cowboys making the playoffs this year will be looking for a new head coach. We'll talk about this with Jason Cole later in the show.
I'm guessing, Bob, that he probably wanted a 5-year deal. They probably wanted to give him like 2. And his agent probably says the Saints and the Bears are interested. He didn't have a shot there. And I would imagine that, let's just say, some crazy thing happened where Tomlin was out in Pittsburgh. McCarthy's from Pittsburgh. So that would be, you know, a good match there too.
And then finally here, Nolan, make sure I got the right one going on. Roquan Smith, is that where we're going? Talking about giving that Steelers offense, and in particular, Russell Wilson, hell on a Saturday in Baltimore.
We are who we are.
That's right.
We make any quarterback life a living hell, and we just got to keep our composure and do that throughout the game. And, yeah, there was some adversity throughout the game, but there was adversity throughout the season as well, and we stood tall.
The Ravens defense, they played fast. They played physical. I mean, they were trying to the one time Ajabo came and put his helmet in the dude's back. So, I mean, the Ravens were playing nasty physical football. They were playing fast and physical. I liked everything about the defense other than Brandon Stevens.
And we'll get to him as we progress with the next couple hours of the show. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. He's on the other side. We'll get to his funhouse coming up around 12:45. But when we come back, how about we count some money? Early week money at that. Ravens win. Buffalo wins. Ravens are favorites on the road against the Bills. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, same draft class. Both made their NFL debut in the same game, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But selfishly, let's count a little money because it was kind of a rough week. Oh, Green Valley gave us a ton of free food. Thank you for that. But, you know, that alcohol ain't cheap, man.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Benny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Benny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Victory Monday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Talk more Ravens coming up in the next hour and a half or so. If you want to join us, you can at 410-583-1057. Getting back to phone calls, bottom of the hour, as a matter of fact. Got a funhouse trip. Jason Cole joins us for NFL lunch. Then we'll look at our picks, including the game tonight. Minnesota taking on the Rams. Another one of these rematches. The Wizard, Walt Williams. Talk about Maryland's win against UCLA Friday. And then ahead to tonight's game against Minnesota. Terps should win, but that's why they play the games. There's your cliche alert for this Monday. But first things first, where's the Dow by herself?
Well, the Dow's up 133. The S&P's down 28. NASDAQ's down 219. DraftKings down 32 cents. Under Armour's down 3 cents.
Well, let's get started here with the Baltimore Ravens. Plenty of special team struggles throughout the season. Most recently, though, the punt return responsibilities have been the biggest issue. They've had, I can't even count how many guys they put back there this season to try to return punts. But recently, Desmond King had a few muff punts against Pittsburgh in the regular season. Over the weekend, Steven Sims came close to gift-wrapping Pittsburgh some free points. It appeared to be in his head for the following return opportunities as well. They really haven't been able to find any stability all year. Like I said, you go back to the early stages of the season, Tylan Wallace was back there. They took the responsibilities away from him. But Vinny, buy or sell, might be time to consider going back to Tylan Wallace for this coming week.
Yeah, I mean, the number one thing you got to do is catch the ball. That's number one. You know, so I got no problem if they go back to Wallace. I would imagine, Norm, that if Zay's not playing, then Sims is up because he can do those jet sweeps and stuff. And then they may use him again back there.
Over to the NBA, Russell Westbrook has found new life this season after joining the Nuggets. And many were skeptical that he would ever get back to this kind of productivity after he changed teams so many times in recent history. Playing alongside a fellow triple-double machine in Nikola Jokic has seemed to bring the best out of him, though. So far this season, 257 assists in 38 games after recording just 306 last season and 550 the two seasons prior to that. Buy or sell, Bob, Westbrook will finish this year with the most assists he's had in one season since his one-year stint with the Wizards.
I will buy that, big time. And he's accepting the role that is now part of his reality. Keep in mind, he played at UCLA in 2008 when Billy Packer was still calling games for CBS. And, of course, Billy Packer, who I grew up idolizing, ACC country, passed away couple years ago. Jamal Murray got hurt, so he got some run there. Jokic has missed time. Aaron Gordon's missed time. Porter's missed time. So he's had an opportunity, Nolan, given the roster fluctuation because of injuries or illness, to shine on particular nights, and he does. So I will tip of the cap, and I'm wearing an Oriole hat, by the way. Tip of my Oriole cap to you, Russell Westbrook, for reinventing yourself at this stage of your career when everyone thought he was just selfish and only cared about stats.
Well, how about the Steelers? Their fan base, they've been grumbling about Mike Tomlin for a few years now, but it's reached its peak following the loss to the Ravens over the weekend. That's now eight straight seasons without a playoff win, despite always finishing above 500. They're always in that playoff conversation, but the results just haven't been there. The players have supported him in the past. We'll see what happens in the coming weeks here. Steelers organization, we know how loyal they are to coaches, but anyone else with this kind of track record, at least recently, would probably be out of a job. But when we talk about Tomlin, we don't even know if he's on the hot seat in ownership's eyes. Buy or sell, Vinny, Pittsburgh's front office would actually bring the best out of Mike Tomlin by holding his feet to the fire.
I'll sell that. I don't think it's going to change him at all. But the fan base and stuff, because I have a lot of friends that are Steeler fans. And, I mean, they were texting me last night. We need a new coach. I mean, they're ready. But management, the owner, they don't listen to them. They don't listen to the fans. They're going to – I'm guessing that they're probably even stronger with Tomlin management.
You mean their track record of three coaches since 1969 and all the Super Bowls? I can't remember who said it. It might have been Abe Lemons way back when. Those who listens to the fans wind up sitting with the fans.
Yeah.
It's wise words right there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, how about a little college hoops Friday night? Terps getting that nice win over UCLA, and Mick Cronin gave us another meltdown as his team was getting beat up by the Terps. His ejection, probably a last-ditch effort to try to energize his team. But he's been challenging them for quite a while now in the midst of a three-game losing skid, four of their last five, and they've been tumbling down the rankings. New ones come out later today. I'm assuming they will not. They will not be in the top 25. So still a lot of time to turn things around here, but their issues, they run deep. Shooting, foul trouble, turnovers, you name it. They've had trouble with everything this year. Buy or sell, Bob, UCLA will not re-enter the top 25 this season.
I'll buy that. Think they'll be like an 8, 9, 10 seed NCAA tournament team. They play Rutgers tonight, by the way, on the road. Speaking of early disappointments here in 2024-2025, but I called it at Green Valley. Somebody's chrome dome is going to start to steam, and I predicted it would be Mick Cronin's, and it was. He got ejected, and like you heard his comments after the game, he was pissed at the officiating because Maryland forced the 21 turnovers, and he didn't like the physicality that the Terps were bringing to the equation, and he gave him kind of the backhanded, hey, they're really good at home comment. I don't know if anybody caught that one. But he was more agitated with the officiating, and as you said, maybe him getting the old heave-ho would inspire them to play harder, and instead Maryland just kind of distanced themselves after that.
Right, because it was like a 5 or 6 point game when he got tossed. Ended up getting way out of hand.
Hey, Jacoby Gillespie, after that no-show against Washington, he's been pretty impressive here lately.
And we'll close up here once again with the Ravens. Derrick Henry ran wild on Saturday night, 186 yards, a pair of touchdowns, the kind of bruising, cold-weather performance we all hoped for when he signed with Baltimore. Not a bad reintroduction for playoff football, a guy who's waited a few years to get back to this spot, and now in eight career postseason games for him, he's already racked up 918 yards. That ranks ninth all-time in league history, most among active players. Another 100-yard game this week would move him up to seventh, and he's sitting 668 yards shy of Emmitt Smith for the most postseason rushing yards all time. Buy or sell, Vinny, Henry will break that record before his career is done.
I'll sell it. 600 and some yards? He would probably have to play... Well, they'd have to probably...
He needs another deep postseason run after this one.
Unless he
rushes for 200 yards a game through New Orleans.
Well, that's what makes it interesting. His pace is 114 a game in the playoffs. So it is... It's there. It's within striking distance, I would think. So he's under contract. Here's how I look at it. He's under contract for another year with the Ravens.
Uh-huh.
maybe another playoff run next year.
I would assume that's a strong possibility.
An opportunity to play. After that, who knows? We know his age. It's been well discussed. Could be close. Could be close.
And he doesn't look like he's slowing down.
No, it does not. No. And he takes care of his body tremendously.
He's running into the record books, Nolan McGraw, as you just pointed out. And he was huge Saturday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. When we come back, we'll talk about the other games that took place over Wild Card Weekend. There's a game tonight. We'll do our picks later, so stay tuned for that. But if you want to comment on Lamar's performance, he had a quarterback rating well over 130. Are you satisfied that he's exercised demons in regards to playoff shortcomings? I guess if you're not Brian from Owings Mills, you got to be kind of cool with John Harbaugh and the game plan they had against the Steelers. Maybe I'm wrong. Reading social media last night, which is always a mistake, you would have thought the Ravens lost 28-14, and Lamar Jackson was the biggest scrub that's ever worn a football uniform. I still can't wrap my head around it, and never will. How so-called fans of a team would rather see your team lose because you have an issue with a guy. And why the issue is with Lamar Jackson is this is the best quarterback play. I've said it before and I'll keep saying it. This is a guy that's an MVP, which he could be winning again, and a Super Bowl for being a first ballot Hall of Famer maybe by the end of this season. You're watching the best quarterback play we have seen consistently since Johnny Unitas was in his prime, and it's not good enough. For some of you, you would rather see your team lose so you could say, I told you so, than accept the fact that he's leading them to victory like 80% of the time. Against the Chargers, not only do they win, they kind of turned things around in the late in the second quarter, right before halftime. They were down 6-0. We were watching it as much as we could at Brew Brothers Horseshoe Casino, Baltimore Game Day Uncensored, the pregame show. Brought to you by Rice Law. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan on the other side of the glass. If you want to join us, now's your chance at 410-583-1057. Hey, look, we'll get to our picks. We're not going to dig deep into those because we still have a game to go tonight, Minnesota and the Rams from Arizona. But I was relatively confident that the Chargers were going to handle their business because it was a tale of two teams, much like Baltimore and Pittsburgh, Vinny, where Chargers were playing well down the stretch. Yep. Houston was not. Yep. And Herbert was on kind of a roll. They got Dobbins back. McConkey had become kind of a go-to dude catching the football, and he did that on Saturday. But, man, this was a one-sided. After the first quarter and a half, it was all day, all Houston.
Yeah. I mean, Bob, C.J. Stroud looked like C.J. I mean, he threw for 282 yards. Mixon runs for over 100. And when was the last time you known a Jim Harbaugh or Giro team 18 carries for 50 yards rushing? And your quarterback goes 14 of 32 with four interceptions? You ain't winning a game like that. And they just look like, you know, it looked like their defense would do a good job, holding to a field goal or whatever, but then he'd throw a pick again, and then it'd be like back to doing the same thing. Houston would be going down again. And it just seemed like they just got worn out at the end.
And look, Herbert, not to my recollection, has ever been put in that Lamar, Josh Allen, Mahomes level of like premier dudes, but he's like that next level guy.
Yeah.
And I saw a lot of stuff again. Don't believe everything you see on social media, and I just lurk. But he was getting kind of crushed for being overrated and a stiff and all of this. I think that's unfair. But he is 0-2 in the playoffs, and he threw more picks Saturday than he did the entire regular season, 4-3, which is kind of like, wow.
Yeah. I mean, it was – I'm sure Jim Harbaugh was like, I have never seen that before. I'm sure he was extremely disappointed. And, you know – they have one receiver, but yeah, I mean they have they're ahead of schedule.
Yeah, Quinn Johnston had five targets, no catches.
Yeah, he's back to normal.
Yeah.
But I mean they need a running back, I think.
Yeah,
they need
no
receivers.
Doubt. They have good tackles.
They
have,
and they gave up what, 3 or 4 sacks, you know, over the weekend. So I think they'll be better. I mean, it's kinda like Harbs has got to build his team.
So, what do you think, Aaron Nolan?
The fans in Baltimore can probably or should sympathize. You know, Lamar Jackson's first two playoff showings obviously were not great. Both of those were losses. But for Herbert here, and the road ahead is the road ahead. I'm not writing him off by any means. But his two playoff performances, not just losses. The first one, one of the biggest blown leads in playoff history. And this past Saturday, one of the worst individual quarterback statistical performances when you factor in the interceptions of all time in the playoffs. I mean, I think I saw the stat. It's there's one person that has been worse than him or put up a worse line in the playoffs.
Wow. Who was it, you know?
I do not. It was a scrub. It was like a backup that had to start a game in the wild card round. Yeah.
Chris Sims, by any chance? No, I'm just throwing
I think I would have remembered that.
Yeah, right, because he played against the Redskins, as they were called, 20 years ago, whatever it was. So, see you, Chargers. Houston advances to Kansas City, one of these rematches that we'll be getting into all week long. Buffalo 31-7 over the Broncos. Denver strikes early with a big bomb from Bo Nix, who I like Bo Nix. I think, well, speaking of a team that needs a running game, it's going to be the Denver Broncos, maybe a receiver to help Sutton.
Well, look
even
at
though,
all the drop passes at critical on third downs, that they had dropped.
But Denver gets housed, as a lot of people expected. The spread was pretty hefty in Buffalo. Wild card, Josh Allen, he lost his first one, his second year in the league, where I think they choked. It was against Houston. They blew a lead in that one, but they're like the 76 or 78 Steelers in wild card rounds, and they handled their business accordingly. And Allen, he, you know, did what he does, threw two touchdowns. Ty Johnson, Terps, he had that great catch back in the end zone. Was he in? Was he out? It's a moot point now. Cook was running the ball. They're a formidable team.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Who has more pressure on it, Bob?
The way we were talking about that earlier with Kyle Goon, I think equal pressure. Well, I'm thinking Josh Allen at home.
That's what I'm. That's what I was getting ready to say. Because it's a home game, you know, they're going to expect to win. But as a team,
but there are dogs though.
Yeah, they probably like that. They probably like. I'm sure the coaches like that.
Bulletin board fun.
Yeah. But the defense is still the defense. I mean, because when it started out, I mean, Denver was running the ball pretty easily on them too at the beginning of the game. And they play that nickel defense a lot, so they're gonna. It's gonna be interesting to see what they do because they got to feel like, damn, the Ravens kicked the crap out of us the last time, you know.
But I'm assuming, and that was again over 3 months ago, so things have changed for sure. Philly against Green Bay, for instance, these two teams opened the season down in Brazil, and it was a high scoring affair where special teams, I think, proved to be the difference. But this one yesterday, It was really tough to watch, one, because it wasn't entertaining, but the penalties it was just like there was zero flow to it. Jordan Love, he threw three interceptions after having been great with ball security going into the game. But I'll tell you what, sorry, Eagles fans, you might, outside of Saquon Barkley, what do you got going on offensively right now?
AJ Brown
was literally reading books on the sidelines.
And Bob, the other thing is how, you know, the Packers lost three receivers. Their three best receivers were out. So, I mean, what are you really throwing to? And they don't have a tight end that catches the ball.
Well, Crabb's okay.
And then Jacobs got hurt. You know, so, I mean, Jacobs was playing his ass off.
Yeah,
actually,
Kraft is kind of their dude when he's the safety valve for Jordan Love. But I don't know. Goddard made that great kind of Derrick Henry-like
run.
Yes, he did.
That was nice.
And Devontae Smith. But we'll see. I mean, Philly opponent to be determined. They play the winner of tonight's game at home. But, you know, they're 14-3. They're kicking ass, winning games. But their offense has been kind of in stagnation mode for a while here.
Bob, let's say Minnesota wins by a touchdown tonight or whatever. What would Minnesota be favored? Wouldn't they probably go into Philly?
At Philly? No.
No?
Philadelphia would be favored, probably about 3 or 4 points, as a matter of fact, I would think.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. But it is baffling, this Philly offense, because what more do you need if you're Jalen Hurts? I mean, that O-line, arguably best in football. If it's not number one, it's top three for sure. That wide receiver duo, forget it. I mean, that only Joe Burrow would turn down that wide receiver
duo.
Yeah,
they dusted off old Johan Dotson for a touchdown yesterday.
And the best running back and one of the best recent running back seasons we've ever seen. I mean, there's no reason early on in that game for it to be stuck on 10-0 as long as it was.
And speaking of Johan Dotson, his former team, the Commanders, they stunned Tampa. Game-winning field goal, the doink that went through the uprights, and for Baker Mayfield, that fumble on the jet sweep, I guess it was, with McMillan, and he couldn't get on the ball, and then the Commanders had that long drive. It was just Jaden Daniels, little playoff debut, a successful one for sure. And if you're Todd Bowles in Tampa, you're lamenting what could have been. Remember, these two teams played opening day, and Tampa spanked them. So that's, we can't make any decisions based on September games, I guess. I'm trying to warn everybody here.
Well,
most wins for Washington since 1991, by the way.
We can if it's the Ravens blowing out the Bills.
Okay, we'll do that. We can do that. Yeah. Want to go there?
Why not?
Yeah. Okay.
Let's puff our chests out a little bit.
All right. Puffy chest, not puffy pants. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Revisit those games with Jason Cole. Just tuning in. Mike McCarthy out in Dallas. Mutual parting of the ways. Length of contract, Vinny, as you said, became a problemo there. Funhouse with Nolan. We'll do our picks at 1:15, and then the Wizard Walt Williams joins us at 1:30. Terps tonight hosting Minnesota. You can hear it on The Fan. Maryland, 15.5-point favorites over the struggling Gophers. Terps coming off that big win against UCLA this past Friday. Mike McCarthy out as Dallas head coach. He, I guess, will be sought after. New Orleans and Chicago already early. You got the Raiders could use a coach. New England, Mike Vrabel was introduced officially today, so that job's taken. Other surprises going on in that world for sure. We'll look back at our picks for this weekend, college and pro, and of course we'll select tonight's game, Minnesota and the Rams in Arizona because of the wildfires. And Walt Williams, the Wizard, will be joining us at 1:30. Talk about Maryland's win against UCLA. And look ahead to Minnesota tonight. The Gophers, they've lost three in a row. They're 0-5 in the league. They do have a one-man gang, however, who can create misery. Remember great Osabor, Washington, a couple of weeks ago. He was great. And how does Kevin Willard prevent that sort of thing from happening tonight down at the Xfinity Center? But let's bring old Nolan in. Nolan, again, we couldn't get to the Funhouse last hour because everyone very excited, seemed the most part, except for the John Harbaugh haters, about the game on Saturday. So I'm guessing all that positivity is going to keep on rolling through your Funhouse, right?
Quick Draws Funhouse. The rudeness, tuneness text reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Get things started here with Russell in Frederick, who says, love the way the Ravens ran the ball on the Steelers. Literally and figuratively ran them out of the stadium on Saturday night. Munkin's game plan was awesome, going with heavy packages. I hope they do the same against Buffalo on Sunday, and hopefully that Ravens defense can make Josh Allen look a little more pedestrian.
Yeah, I'm telling you, a guy that really helps. He really helps. Charlie Kolar, man. You know, they've turned him into a decent blocker. And it's all because of technique and fundamentals. That's what it is with him, because he's not a nasty physical guy, but he's a bigger guy, and he has good fundamentals, and the run game is much better when he's around.
Nellie in Abingdon here was listening to the Fox game yesterday, enjoyed a piece of what Tom Brady had to say about the difference between star players, championship-level players. Nellie goes on to say here that stars can make plays. They're all over the NFL, but champions do whatever it takes to win. That's the mentality that I see with Lamar, Henry, and others on this Ravens team. Stars that are willing to sacrifice their own stat lines in order to win.
I would totally agree with that, and I would include Roquan and Kyle Hamilton and probably a Matt Ibike. You know, I think there's a lot of guys. I think, you know, most times in the playoffs, you got a lot of guys that love football. You know, football is important to them. And they love, you know, and they have passion for it. And they like to work. They like to win. And they're team guys. You know, I mean, like Pickens. Is Pickens a team guy for the Steelers? No. You know, so I think the Ravens have that. Just look at the receiving corps. Nobody bitches and complains, you know, about not getting this. I mean, they seem like they're happy when Tylan Wallace has four catches for 100 yards.
Here's a text of one of Bob's earlier points about the fan base in Lamar.
Yes.
A texter here, willing to eat crow, says, I was not a fan of Lamar Jackson at first because he was a great, amazing athlete, but accuracy at times very questionable. Goes on to say, however, I'm 100% willing to admit I was wrong. And after seeing Lamar mature and blossom as a quarterback, he has turned into one of the top quarterbacks in the league the last 2 years by any standard. You would have to have blinders on to not be willing to admit that.
Last 2 years, he's been one of the top quarterbacks in the league for, like, period.
Well, I think five. He means, like, complete.
Oh, sure. Yeah. The completion percentage is off the charts. Vinny, you were out there rookie camp, didn't think he could hit the side of a barn with a football. But you're not, Texter, the only person who thought you were wrong in that regard. You got people who get paid to make those decisions who didn't think he would be this good.
And Bill Polian thought he was a receiver.
He's a stud. He's a stud, and accept it and deal with it and enjoy it. That's the thing. Enjoy it, because it's not going to last forever. I mean, how many teams could transition from Joe Flacco, who won you a Super Bowl, to a guy that's about to win his third MVP and has you a Super Bowl consideration team every single year? I don't get why you would root against him. It makes me insane. And here's the always fun follow-up question. Who do you want?
Right.
Patrick Mahomes isn't leaving the Chiefs. Josh Allen staying in Buffalo. Who do you want?
Remember,
seriously,
Bob,
who do you want to replace him?
What, like 4 years ago? Remember, all the fans got mad at me because I said I'd trade Burrow for Lamar back then. I wouldn't do that now.
That's right. Eat that crow, Vinny. Yeah. And Joe Burrow's pretty damn good, by the way.
Yes, he is.
And one more text here. A look at the Steelers, the whole Tomlin debacle. This texter says, I think it might be time for Tomlin to go. It didn't seem like the players were playing hard for him at all on Saturday night. Texter also says, I'm guessing maybe his message has run stale, and there's actually some controversy in the locker room as to who their quarterback should have been all along.
That's probably, I would guess that that's probably true. But look at Andy Reid in Philly. Same kind of thing. Then he goes to it. You get your voice, you know, 16, 17 years. You know, it's probably good for both sides. If he went somewhere else, you know, he would be rejuvenated like Andy Reid when he went to Kansas City. Same time. Was he a great coach in Philly? Yes. But it was just time.
Yeah. And he had McNabb in his prime, which helped his cause. And he got arguably the best quarterback or one of the best in the history of the game. In Mahomes, Mike Tomlin, can he coach? Absolutely. He's never had a losing season. Yeah. That speaks volumes. But you know, maybe a change of scenery, and as we always say, the old Cinderella song, Nolan, I know you're a big fan of Cinderella, you don't know what you got till it's gone, and think about that too, Ravens fans, when John Harbaugh decides to hang up the old whistle as well. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, NFL Lunch, Jason Cole, talk about the wild card round, preview the divisional round, and, you know, how attractive is Mike McCarthy to teams, and how attractive is that Dallas job now that he's leaving them. We'll get to our picks, and the wizard, the legendary Walt Williams. If you go to a Maryland game, you see his number hanging from the rafters, number 42. Talk about the UCLA win and preview Minnesota tonight. You beat the Bruins, you better beat the Gophers.